What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what we try to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, are you alive?
JP, I can eat now, man.
What happened?
You said it, man. You said it already, dude. I party way too hard on Memorial Day. So, well, the day before Memorial Day. It was my wife's father's retirement barbecue, really. And, yeah, I just did it too big. I was out for the count for Monday and Tuesday. I couldn't really get up and do anything. Wednesday, I started feeling physically better a little bit towards the end of the day. And then yesterday, I was able to eat a little bit, not really too much. Today, my throat is hurting, but I can actually swallow whole food. So I think I'm like golden besides like ice cream or mashed potatoes or something. I'm like really, really happy. I'm excited to eat after this actually. So let's knock these out.
So hold up, it was a retirement party?
Well, like we were gonna do like a small cookout on Monday for Memorial Day. And her dad the week before went to the Social Security office to check out about information about retirement, and he found out he was eligible to retire, so he just went ahead and applied and he retired.
Do not blame him there. Okay.
Yeah, no lie. So we decided, you know, let's do a cookout. You know, we invited his friends over to our house and we did a little barbecue for him, and one thing led to another, and yeah, I woke up in pain.
Was he okay?
Man, though, this is the worst part. Everybody was okay, except for me, man. Everybody. They were like, yeah, we were a little sick, but we were good by, you know, 11 o'clock. JP, I was not good until 11 o'clock yesterday. It's been almost a full-fledged week. Like, I was hurting, man. I was hurting.
Come over to the sober side, Tim.
JP, I kid you not. Like, as bad as... I've never been that bad where...
You're not getting old, man. You're getting old.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting old, and I'm realizing I'm way too tiny for this, so I'm taking on this challenge. I really did challenge myself. I'm going to stay healthy for the next 30 days, like, no caffeine, no soda. I'm just going to drink water and, like, natural stuff. I'm so motivated to get healthy because how bad I was these last few days, I didn't even want to get off my couch or out of my bed. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely on this healthy tip. I'm on your side, JP.
I was more talking about the no alcohol, but yeah, that's cool too.
Definitely, man. I'm definitely going to stay healthy.
All right. Well, this is The Positive Truth. We bring you uplifting and positive news stories every Monday and Wednesday. But before we get to that, we have, you know, housekeeping. We are basically we're just a positive news source to make your week a little bit better because, you know, sometimes you need some uplifting and positive news to fight back all the negativity that goes on through the mainstream media. And on Fridays, we talk about an issue, facts about it, why it's an issue, and how you can change it for the better. We also do t-shirts. They're $20. All the proceeds are going to the Positive Tomorrows, which helps with homeless children in Oklahoma City, to the American Foundation of Sexual Assault Prevention, which is RAIN, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And all the proceeds go to those three nonprofits. If you buy a t-shirt, you can get one on our PayPal and we'll just give us your email and we'll send it to you. Which is where's that at, Tim?
Our PayPal?
Oh, where can you find the PayPal information?
Oh, you can find that on our social media on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. Our other social medias that you can follow us on as well is on Twitter at TPT_podcast, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Instagram at The Positive Truth. You guys remember, these are all going to nonprofit organizations. You know, The Positive Tomorrows, RAIN, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. T-shirts are only $20. We also have a challenge. If you can share our page and get 10 followers, we will send you a t-shirt for free. Absolutely free. So if you're hearing that correctly, if you can share our page and get 10 followers off of your friends list, screenshot it, send it to us, I promise you we'll send you a free t-shirt.
Really?
Dead serious, man.
Did you talk to the manager that who shall not be named about this?
Indubitably.
Okay, I like it. Perfect use of indubitably, too.
Exactly, man. I've been working on my vocab.
Well, that's because you couldn't do anything last week except work on your vocab.
Man, you're not lying.
I can't talk. If I could ever talk, I would be just so much more articulate.
JP, my life has changed. I promise you, man. I'm a new man.
All right. Well, let's get to these positive news stories. Tim, what you got?
Man, my first one comes from one of my favorite rappers, Big Sean. He donated $15,000 to help fight homelessness. This is how he did it. So his foundation is called the Sean Anderson Foundation. And what he did was they donated $15,000 to help Wayne State University's HIGH program, which is helping individuals go higher. What they do is they provide short-term support for Wayne State students experiencing homelessness or dangerous housing conditions. I think this is amazing, obviously in itself, but the Sean Anderson Foundation is no stranger shelling out money. They donate all the time. Back in 2016, the foundation created a $25,000 endowment for the program. If you know anything about Big Sean, he's from Detroit, and he's really big on getting back to Detroit. He wants to help his city, and this is just another step forward. So shout out to Big Sean. It's definitely motivating.
Big Sean's one of your favorite rappers?
Yeah, man. He really is, man. I enjoy his music.
I mean, I haven't really heard his music except the mainstream hits, I guess. So I can't comment. That caught me off guard. Well, I got a quick one to start off with. Global diarrhea deaths are down by a third, and the number of children dying from diarrhea worldwide has fell by a third since basically from 2005 to 2015. So bam, bam, boom. Things are getting better.
That is good.
Short and sweet. What you got, Tim?
My next positive story for the tennis players out there. So Juan Martin Del Potro, I hope I said that right. I believe he's from Spain.
That was nice, Tim.
Appreciate that. He captured the true spirit of sportsmanship halfway through a competitive match at the French Open, which, if you guys don't know what the French Open is, it's a huge tennis match in France. It's one of the biggest ones. I think it's like one of the major tennis events of the year. And well, this past Thursday, in the second round match, he was tied playing this other guy, Almagro is his last name, but they were playing, let's say it like that. It was a really close match, and the Almagro was about to serve. And you could tell he was in pain when he tried to serve. He bent over, grabbed his knees, and then fell to the ground, obviously in pain. And as a competitor, JP, you know how things are. Trash talk comes in. And when you're playing one-on-one against somebody, it's kind of like you don't care if they're hurt or not. Forget it. But this man, as a professional, instead of, you know, being excited that he's about to get this W or anything like that, man, he walked over to the guy. He sat down next to him. You know, he kind of gave him a pep talk, and he even packed the guy's bag for him to help him out because he saw that he was in so much pain. And to see that at the highest level of sports is truly inspiring, and it's a good example for these younger kids that are playing sports.
First off, I've never trash-talked in my life. Second off, what happened to his knee? Did he tear something?
I'm not too sure. It didn't really go too far into his injury, but he definitely was in some kind of pain, and it looked... From what the video looked like, he was just in severe pain. And tennis is one of those sports you can hurt muscles that you don't even realize you're using. So I'm not too sure exactly what happened.
I've only played tennis once, so I wouldn't really know.
Were you any decent at it?
Nah, man, it was bad.
I hear you, man. I can't hit the ball either.
Wasn't your sister really good at it?
Yeah, she was pretty decent, man. She was better than me for sure.
That's what's up. Well, I do enjoy the sportsmanship. I guess you're an athlete at that high of a level. You have to respect everyone that's gotten there. You're basically like, I guess if it's like a major tennis event, there's probably like 50 tennis players there, and they're the best 50 tennis players out of 7 billion people in the world. You kind of have to respect your competitors.
Indubitably.
My next positive news story comes from the Netherlands. Basically, in 2013, they had 19 prisons closed because the country didn't have enough criminals to fill them. Well, basically, they've had to close some more, Tim, and I think it's a positive news story.
Yeah, it is.
So basically, they have this basically 69 incarcerations per 100,000 people. The U.S. has 716 per 1,000. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. They only have basically 11,000 people in the whole 17 million people in the whole country locked up. And they've contributed it to, if I could find the thing, like, their crime rate is low because they have relaxed drug laws that focus on rehabilitation over punishment. And they have an electric ankle monitoring system, which they, instead of keeping people in jail, they give the people the ankle monitor, and they make sure they get in the workforce. Like, they make sure they have a job and they're working. And it's basically, it's killed their crime rate.
That's so awesome. I'm sorry for cutting you off, man, but that is awesome. The fact that they're focusing on
rehabilitation.
Yeah, like I was about to say, and I was like, I'm gonna butcher this word right now because my mouth's a little dry. They're focused on bettering these people instead of just like, hey, let's treat you like an animal. When you treat somebody like an animal, eventually they're gonna act like an animal. You treat somebody like a human being and try to better them, of course they're gonna do better, man. That's awesome.
Absolutely. So, shout out to the Netherlands. Hopefully one day the U.S. will come back to the Paris Climate Agreement and, you know.
Oh, I can't believe you brought that up right now. My heart dropped like when, oh.
My bad.
No, you're good, man. I was so, JP, do you remember how excited we were talking about, you know, greenhouse effects and all that stuff? And we were talking about how, you know, U.S. is in the, this is one of the best things we could do. And then we got yanked right out of that agreement, man.
My bad, we're supposed to keep it positive. I was just trying to throw in a funny jab.
Jab me right in the throat, JP. That's what you just did.
You jabbed yourself in the throat, Tim.
Yeah, I did, man. I never really like pay attention to any type of like Trump news, and when I saw this, of course you have to pay attention to it. But yeah, man. Let me go ahead and go off to my next positive news story to bring my mood back up. Check this out. This 70-year-old man was walking miles to go see his wife in a nursing home, right? So he was walking, and he's from
miles.
Man, I wish I knew, but at 70 years old, you don't need to be walking any miles, to be honest with you, man. So it didn't say how far he was running or walking, and I really wish I knew the exact amount. I'm actually looking for it right now, and it doesn't say. But this man was walking down the highway. This 70-year-old man was walking down the highway, exhausted, and this police officer actually saw him, and he was like, you know, are you doing okay, sir? And the guy was like, I just can't do it anymore. I tried. I just can't make it. I can't walk anymore. Or I can't walk no more. I'm sorry. And Lieutenant Charles Plitt basically was like, you know what, sir? Do you need a ride? And of course, right, the 70-year-old man, he gets into the car, and while he was getting in, Lieutenant Plitt was thinking in his head, how many times do I tell people not to pick up hitchhikers? I mean, it could be very dangerous, and I'm over here picking up one right now, basically, you know? And he was like, I know the situation is a little different, but I'm over here being a hypocrite. That's what he was thinking in his head. But once he heard his story, he fell in love. I mean, every day this man is walking miles to go see his wife because rain or shine, he thinks his wife is the most beautiful woman in the world. He knows his wife is the most beautiful woman in the world. He doesn't care if it's raining, snowing, or what, he's gonna go see his wife is what he said, which I think is awesome. So once he gets there, they get to the nursing home. Wright tells Lieutenant Plitt, hey, do you see that window right there with the shades pulled back? That's my wife's room. She's gonna be so happy that I'm here. He gets out of the car and Wright leaves. It's as simple as that. That's the positive news story all by itself. I just think it's super inspiring that at 70 years old, that love is still strong. It keeps, you know, keeps me motivated to reach 70 and still be in love with my wife the same way this man's in love with his.
Oh, so where was this at? What?
In Alabama.
Can nobody find this dude a ride? Uber can't get free lifts?
I know, we need to work that out, man. Maybe we can get a hold of him or something. I don't got any friends in Alabama to, like, follow through, though, so.
Yo, ho, hold up. This reminded me of something that's kind of off topic.
Let's do it. What are we talking about?
So this is a positive news story, but I'd have to find it. You ever see that thing from, you know, sometimes you're exploring YouTube and it gives you a suggested thing?
Yeah.
And you just keep going and then all of a sudden you're somewhere completely different?
For sure, for sure.
So this is, I guess this is a positive news story, but it was from like 6 months ago. So it was a lady, right? She was texting the wrong number. She's like, I just had a kid, sent the picture, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and the wrong number, they didn't realize, was like, hey, yeah, you got the wrong number, but, you know, congratulations. And they're like, ah, ha, ha, thank you. And they're like, hey, we got you a gift. What room are you at? And so the person that had the kid was like, they gave him the room number, like, kind of as a joke, like, you're not actually going to come up here.
Right.
And then the two people went up there and got them, like, legit, like, baby gifts from Alabama and, like, got them diapers and, like, Pampers and all this other stuff, brought them gifts, and then left.
That is so awesome, man. That is a positive news story.
What's funny about it is, like, Jimmy Kimmel interviewed them, and it's, like, two black dudes from Alabama. They're, like, 19, right?
Right.
And they go to this, like, hospital where it's, like, middle-aged white people, and it's, like, it's like they told the story, like, yeah, they look at us kind of crazy because, you know, black guys walking up in here.
Like,
yeah, it's so funny, man. It's on Jimmy Kimmel.
Walking in there, I'm going to go see my niece or nephew. It's a bunch of old white folks. That's pretty funny.
No, they didn't even know the people, though. They just got the random text and, like, oh, that's nice. We should go get them something since they just had a newborn kid.
Yeah, for sure. I was just joking. I never said, yeah, we're going to go see our niece and nephew.
But they were from Alabama, too. That's why it reminded me. But anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, man. Like, Lyft, Uber, y'all need some, like, nice, you know, y'all need some good advertisement. Like, give this dude a ride every day.
For sure. Somebody that's listening, I know you know somebody that works, that drives Uber or Lyft, man. Hook them up.
Somebody in the, like, nursing home, help this dude out.
For sure.
Hold up, Tim, is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you remember how, like, a month or two ago, we did one on manatees and how they're not endangered anymore?
Yeah.
Well, they have a cousin in Australia named a dugong, not like the Pokemon. Basically, it's a grass eater. It's called a sea cow. And they've had a baby boom, which is really cool. They counted 5,500 animals, and 10% were calves, which is a crazy amount. Which means all this grass that has been basically bounced back in Australia, they're eating it all, and they're coming back less endangered.
That's good, man.
Positive news stories.
For sure.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last one comes from Seattle. So this man was so disturbed by school lunch shaming, he decided he was going to raise money to just knock out his whole entire public school district's lunch debt. So basically, he found out at his son's school, the kids were making the school is making kids wear, like, bracelets, wristbands, or, like, giving them a different lunch if they couldn't afford the regular lunch. And he just thought that was so embarrassing. Like, why should these kids have to stand in a different line because their parents can't afford to feed them lunch? So what he decided to do was, I'm going to, you know, make a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to raise the money to pay off the public school debt so everybody can stand in the same line. Now, his school's debt was $97.10. For the whole entire district, it was $20,000 that the lunch debt was. This man raised over $43,000 on GoFundMe, getting donations from all kind of people, including people like John Legend, which, if you don't know John Legend, he's a singer. And he actually is the man who raised the money's name is Jeff Liu. And Jeff Liu actually put on Twitter, thank you, John Legend, you know, tagged him in it. And John Legend replied and said, my pleasure. We should have free lunch for all of our public schools, which, that's exactly Lou's whole entire goal. He doesn't want these kids to feel ashamed because they can't afford. And he also believes that these kids should be eating for free regardless. There's no reason why they should have to pay $3 for a small tray at lunch. So shout out to Jeff Liu. I think that's super inspiring. I wish more people out there were like him, because there's a lot of public school districts throughout the United States, and there's a lot of kids out there that aren't getting to eat lunch because they can't afford, you know, $1.50, $2, $3 a day.
Okay, well, first off, giving kids like a stamp or a bracelet or making them stand in a different line for a different lunch is super embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt about that. It's American entitlement at its absolute worst. It's like, land of the free, everyone's created equal unless you're poor, and then it's okay to just toss you to the side. Number two, this is like, we've been doing the Monday, Wednesday episodes since basically January, right?
Right.
We've done like, every month we do a positive news story about someone comes in and they like raise money to pay off like back lunches. Like kids that can't afford lunch in America. Every, like, we get this like every month, right, Tim?
Right, right.
All over the country. Maybe, you know, just maybe we should probably have it to where every child in America gets free lunch. Just maybe. Might be a stretch. Maybe we should put a little, some, you know, some dollars into that.
I mean, I agree. Maybe. Maybe.
And thirdly, yes, I know who John Legend is.
He was waiting for that one.
I knew you were assuming I didn't know who that was.
I knew you knew, low-key. I didn't know you knew.
Okay.
Man, JP, if you would have had a stamp or wristband or anything like that, I, like, back in middle school or something, I promise you, I would have been like, nah, I'm not hungry. I wouldn't have got a stamp or anything. I didn't want to get embarrassed like that in middle school, man. I think that is, like, one of the worst things I've ever heard of.
Doug, you have, like, everybody was free lunch.
Yeah, man, that's what I remember, but we didn't.
Like, it wouldn't have worked at the schools we were going to, because everyone would have had a stamp.
We would have thought it was the norm.
Yeah, you would have had to get a stamp if you were a cool kid and didn't have free lunch.
Yeah, if you didn't have a stamp, man, get out of here. Exactly. Can't sit with us, man.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
Well, my last positive news story is about a clinic in Salt Lake City, which I think is really cool. Basically, there's they call it the Leonardo Museum, and they have a bunch of like old appliances there, and they're working with the Utah Recycling Agency to do a fix-it clinic. And the fix-it clinic was basically you bring up your outdated or busted up appliances, and they teach you for free how to fix them.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I was low. I didn't expect that. They teach you to... I think that's so cool. I was actually just talking to somebody, like, yesterday. And I was talking about how a lot of people, they don't want to go to college and stuff. And that's perfectly fine as long as you're trying to educate yourself, you know, still. And there's so many different ways you can go, you know, get certified doing stuff. And they're over there teaching you how to fix things for free. Like, I think that's awesome, man. When you learn how to make something... Man... Keep going, JP. I'm sorry. I think that's awesome.
You're good. That's pretty much it. It's like they've done Hoover vacuums, stools, bicycles, clothes that need to be mended. They said they do it for older people, but hey, man, like, can I show up?
Real talk. Like, I would love to learn how to fix all that stuff instead of me having to pay for somebody else to do it. And then on top of that, I mean, you can make a career out of that in all reality. Like, I think that's awesome. I just think that's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, that's our positive, uplifting news. It's a little bit easier when someone's here to talk to. So, Tim.
Stay healthy.
Yeah. Don't go near death anytime soon.
Man.
Cats only have 9 lives, man.
Touche. Touche.
You used up one of yours.
Man, I've used way too many. That's why I'm like, I'm on my JP lifestyle right now. Let's just say that.
Nice. Well, thank you for tuning into the Positive Truth. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Man, I do not today. JP, I know you have one like in the back of your mind, don't you?
Yes, but I have a couple in the back of my mind. So
say them both. We need all the positivity we can get.
Hold up. Let me figure out the exact proper way to word these.
Well, while he's looking for that, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. And remember, we're trying to reach 1,000. So if you guys can get 10 shares or 10 follows on our page that you invited and you guys can prove it, I promise you we're going to send you guys a free Positive Truth shirt, which are freaking awesome, by the way. So all you high school kids out there, all you high school kids that are listening, I know there's a lot of you guys. Make sure you guys like, share, all that good stuff. I promise you that's the best way to get a free t-shirt. And who does not love free t-shirts?
So I had the Obama quote. He said it so elegantly that I can't really remember how he said it. But it was basically, like, I accept that people are going to call me awful things every day, and I will always defend their right to do so.
I like it.
I like it, too. So we're out. Peace, peace.
Peace. Stay positive and all that good stuff.
We're out.